around the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, well, I take you around this great big world.
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, thank you, Craig Good. As we begin hour two together today, everyone, it is just past 11 a.m. Eastern Time. It is Saturday, October 18th. We welcome all of you back to America's number one travel radio show as we broadcast across the nation. At the start of hour one, well, that was 60 minutes ago. Hopefully you were all here for that. We had a big show announcement, and by 2 p.m. Eastern Time today, the full broadcast will be archived on our show website after it transmits via satellite to our 610 weekly affiliates across the USA. So you can go hear all the specifics in detail if you missed any of it or you want to hear it again. A quick summary. Listen, we announced a new partnership with Regent Seven Seas Cruises, and you can join Mary and me for a 12-day cruise aboard their new Seven Seas Grandeur in October 2026, a year from now. We're going to be going to Malta, Italy, Croatia, Montenegro, Greece, and Turkey. And because space is limited, you need to book your suite now. You'll find a banner with the Regent logo atop the homepage of rmworldtravel.com. And it will give you all the info, the itinerary, the special offer, and more, plus a phone number to call Megan or Peyton, who are working with us on this, to get the trip booked. So the National Communal Forum is how we're going to begin these next 60 minutes. This is week 291 since we added the NCF to the program. Three of our affiliates are waiting for us in the show hotline. Mary, who are they?
They are indeed, and maybe these gentlemen would like to cruise with us. Let's bring in John Runyon, program director with our affiliate in Fayetteville, Arkansas. That's AM 1030 KFAY Radio. We have Bobby Reed, program director of affiliate AM 940 WMAC Radio, that's in Macon, Georgia. Paul Small, operations manager and morning show host with our Finger Lakes, New York affiliates, FM 96.3 and AM 1590 WAUB and FM 106.3 and AM 1240 WGVA Radio.
Good morning, guys. Nice having you aboard with us this morning.
Well, thanks for having us.
Well, really appreciate it. So thank you. Paul, we're going to begin with you today. You are in a truly beautiful part of New York State, not too far from Syracuse and Rochester. In 13 days, Halloween will be here. We're told you have some pretty popular events that happen in your area. There's a Halloween parade in Geneva and something called the Spooktacular Community Thriller Dance I want to hear about as well. So what, you know, share what celebrating Halloween in your region of our country is like and perhaps a reason for folks to come pay you a visit.
Well, first and foremost, we're wine country here in the Finger Lakes, and that business goes year-round. They may not be harvesting grapes right now. That's already completed, but the wines are still there. The wineries are still going in full force, and we have a whole tremendous amount of farms that have fall activities, pumpkin farms, I like to call them, that have everything from amusements for the kids to buying pumpkins to petting zoos and things of that nature. And of course, you mentioned that the dance and the Halloween parade here next week in Geneva is actually a pretty big one. You get to see a bunch of ghouls and goblins parading their way down the street.
I like it. You know, listen, I like the idea, you know, adult-themed Halloween. Go to the area, get a bottle of New York State good wine.
Well, anytime you can go to Finger Lakes, if you're listening, and the Finger Lakes, I think, is really the most beautiful area of the state of New York. It's just a great area. That's all right, really so let's head down to central Georgia, to Macon, a city that's home to many things, including a really rich music history, which you can learn about at the Big House Museum and the recently renovated Mercer Music at Capricorn. But since we're talking haunted and spooky happenings today, as Robert said, Halloween's just 13 days away.
Macon's
lucky
great.
13. Yeah. Macon's a great city year-round, but what's going on in Macon, Bobby?
Hey, good morning. Yeah, we've got some fun events going on across Middle Georgia during the Halloween season, like the Ghost of Milledgeville walking tours. Milledgeville, about 45 minutes from Macon. You'll get insight into local legends and unexplained encounters. And there's also a Macon ghost tour where you'll get to see some of the most haunted locations in Middle Georgia, like the Hay House and also the Douglas Theater. And, of course, there's festivals all throughout the month of October. Here's something totally different for this time of year. Next weekend is the annual Greek Festival in Macon, which is put on by the Holy Cross Greek Orthodox Church. Here in Macon, you'll get authentic Greek foods, dancing, music, shopping, and a whole lot more. So that's kind of cool.
Get some good baklava.
Yeah, Bobby, does that draw a lot of people to the area?
Yeah, it does. It's, I think, the 18th annual Greek festival, so it's really something to check out. And to answer your question, yes, I do want to go on the cruise. Absolutely.
I knew it. I figured one of you guys might. All right.
Listen, where we're going.
We'll talk later.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so, Rudy, listen, we got to go to Fayetteville now. Where do you want to take things for Halloween in John's area of Arkansas?
Well, John, it seems like they're doing a lot of – you've got a lot of spooky stuff going on. You've got a haunted prison and prisoners who haunt the old city jail and a ghost walking tour as well.
Yeah, it's Eureka Springs. It's the Crescent Hotel's haunted all day, every day, every – so you can book a room.
All day, every day.
There. Yeah. So you can book a room there anytime. But they've got the Nightmare in the Ozarks Film Festival. That'll kick off on Thursday and go through Saturday. I want to say this may be just the second year for this, but it has really grown. And that's, of course, at the end of the festival, they always show like an old classic horror movie. And this year it's going to be Vincent Price, House on Haunted Hill, the old school haunted.
I love that.
Oh, wow. Go ahead, John.
Oh, I'm sorry. And then they'll have, of course, the zombie crawl that day as well. So you could be either a spectator or you could be a zombie. You know, you just don't want to get bit as you go through that crawl. And the cool thing is, I think they're actually raising food for the food pantry in the area as well. So it definitely goes to a great cause, too.
Well, we like that. You're giving back something as well. Yeah. So, you know, some of that New York State wine could go there as well, I'm sure, that we just talked about earlier.
I think the hotel needs some of that New York State wine.
Yeah, that would be great. Paul, I'm sure you could help coordinate that. All right, so last question from us today. We'll have a little fun with this since we decided today to make this a Halloween-themed national communal forum. So what's the go-to Halloween candy in your community that's most popular? Paul, what say you?
Ooh, that's a good one. I'd say probably chocolate of any kind.
Okay, chocolate of any kind. All right. So anything specific, you think, or are you just saying just anything if it's chocolate, we're good?
I think if it's chocolate, it's a hit.
Okay. Bobby?
I would, since we're known for peanuts, let's go with peanut M&Ms.
That's interesting. All right, John, what about in Fayetteville?
Oh, heads down, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
That's good. Mm. You know what? No one's
saying chocolate theme and all, you know, of. No one's saying sour gummy patches.
I was saying candy corn. I was in a store the other day with all the Christmas.
Candy corn, that's right.
Exactly. Well, that's what I was going to say. I was in a store the other day with all the Christmas stuff out, and a lot of the candies in that are being hit hard for Halloween, but they had tons and tons of candy corn. I don't think people are really eating
that.
No,
it's chocolate. I'm with Paul and the rest of the guys.
I agree with
chocolate.
That. Well, guys, listen, we really appreciate you giving us a little touch of your area of the country. We thank you so much for being a part of this program. We could not do it without you and all of our affiliates that are out there. And Bobby, we'll have to be in touch with you so that you can come cruise in the southern Mediterranean with Mary and me. Paul, you're welcome, but as is everybody. So, folks, thanks very much, guys. Really appreciate it. Have a great weekend. Right now, the music tells us we've got to go to break, Mary.
So you're so distracted by chocolate.
I am right now. Probably could use a little as the show moves along. Personal Connection is next, folks. It's going to feature the first person to accomplish this incredible feat in record time. You won't want to miss it.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
As America turns 250, we're not just looking back, we're going across mountains and music cities, monuments and main streets, because America isn't just something to remember, it's something to experience. Colette has been guiding travelers across the U.S. for over a century. Their tours celebrate the landscapes, the locals, and the legends that make America unforgettable. So if you're ready to go, go with the people who know it best. Visit gocolette.com/United States. That's go, C-O-L-L-E-T-T-E.com/United States, or find that link at ouremeraldtravel.com under sponsors.
There's a new way to keep your home safe, and it's called Simply Safe from simplysafe.com/carry. It's completely different from everything you've thought about home security. Typical security systems react once someone is inside your home. Real security stops a crime before it even starts. With Simply Safe, the moment someone steps onto your property, artificial intelligence security cameras identify the threat and alert professional monitoring agents. Get 50% off your new system at simplysafe.com/carry or visit armworldtravel.com. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
It's Raycon's anniversary, and what a better way to celebrate than with a deal on the Everyday Earbud Classics from buyraycon.com/carry. The Everyday Earbud Classics are loaded with upgrades, active noise cancellation, multi-point connectivity, and an ergonomic fit that actually stays put. Plus, over 3 million customers love Raycons, and they come with a 30-day happiness guarantee. Get 20% off at buyraycon.com/carry. That's buyraycon.com/carry, or find that link at rmworldtravel.com and just look under sponsor.
We love the Helix Sleep mattresses. If your spine needs extra TLC, then you need a mattress from helixsleep.com/carry. Each Helix mattress is designed for specific sleep positions and comfort. If you have back pain, night sweats, or other sleep issues, you're going to find relief with a Helix mattress. And Helix lets you try it for 100 nights risk-free. Just take the 2-minute Helix sleep quiz to get matched with the perfect mattress. Head to helixsleep.com/carry to save 20% off site-wide. That's 25% off. You can also visit rmworldtravel.com and look under sponsors.
RMWorldTravel.com is your place for show archives, travel news, sponsor links, and so much more. You can also connect with Robert and Mary and the RM World Travel Show team. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, well, with our somewhat Halloween-themed NCF now all wrapped up, the personal connection is going to fill our national airwaves these next 10 minutes, folks, and we're sponsored by HelixSleep.com/care.
And a great mattress can make a world of difference in your life. It's why the sleep you get in a bed at a luxury hotel or resort or even a luxury cruise ship is so divine. Many of us are sleeping on old, worn-out mattresses. Well, we can change that for you this weekend and save you 25% in the process, as our team at helixsleep.com/carry will deliver you top-quality luxury that's also very affordable.
You know, you're not going to get a better sleep than on a Helix mattress. Nobody wants those old, worn-out mattresses that Mary just talked about. Each mattress that Helix makes, it's made right here in the USA by a team of skilled manufacturers, and as a show fan, you're going to get free shipping plus 100-night risk-free trial. Sleep better, save 25%. I mean, come on, it's a win-win, right? You can do it this weekend at helixsleep.com/carry, or just find a link at rmworldtravel.com. Look under sponsors.
Okay, we last interviewed Michael Zervos just over a year ago in September of 2024, and back then he had visited about 100 countries on his quest to break the Guinness World Record for the fastest human to visit 193 UN member countries and two observer states. The previous record was accomplished in 554 days. So how's he doing? Well, we are about to find out as we check in with Michael for today's personal connection.
Michael, Mary, and I welcome you back to America's number one travel radio show. How are you?
I am fantastic. Nice to talk.
Well, nice to talk with you again as well. You know, to add on to what Mary just said in your setup, this journey of yours began back on January 17th, 2024. You joined us on air to discuss it just over a year ago, having made it about, I think it was about 100 countries or so at the time we were talking about. There's good news to report on your progress, Michael. So go ahead and share with everyone an update on your travels and where things stand today on Saturday, October 18th.
Yeah, well, as of now, I am the Guinness World Record holder as the fastest human to travel to every country in the world. 499 days, 195 countries. And, you know, the news is still kind of sinking into me that this is all...
Just say that again. I mean, congratulations. I mean, you are the fastest. I mean, think about that. All the people that have walked this planet...
In 499 days. I honestly cannot even imagine. I'm so glad to talk to you again today. We both are. Again, hearty congratulations. And we do have a number of new radio stations since you were last on. So I think we should refresh everyone on the two parts of this project, which you called Project Cosmos with a K. The first was to set the world record, which clearly you did. Again, congrats. But the other piece of this, I think, is really very powerful on this journey. So talk about what you were doing with locals and people that you were meeting.
Yeah, thank you for asking about that. The world record part was really a challenge to myself, and I wanted to prove that I could do it. And I think challenges can refine us and make us better people. But the other part of it was that in every country, I would ask everyone I met one single question. It was, what is the happiest moment of your life? And I received thousands and thousands of stories, and really, many of them changed my life.
I just love this part, and I've been on your Instagram page, and I've listened to some of these stories, and it's so heartwarming, and I want to dig a little deeper. Last time you were on, you'd hit about 100 countries, as Robert said, and we asked you kind of what were some of the answers, and you at that time said you were finding that a lot of people talked about education, a lot of people, particularly dads, talked about experiencing their firstborn child, just so many great stories. What touched you, or what really kind of stands out for you? Because this is really really part of your legacy from gathering all of these human happiness stories.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of things that I've learned over the course of the trip. I think from a fundamental level of the interconnectivity of humanity, even how desperate in distance that we can be, but also have such similar stories. But also, you know, often we're looking at each other with lenses of a lens that differentiates when we should be looking at each other with a lens that brings us together. And then sometimes we look at each other and we compress each other's experiences into one monolith when we really should be looking at each other differently and celebrating those differences. And I think what I've tried to do is to collect stories and the breadth of human experience through happiness to showcase how exciting life can be and how diverse life is, and also the paradox of the similarities of human experience of happiness, too.
No matter where they are in the world. Yeah, well put.
Precisely, yeah.
You know, to do some simple math with you here, Michael, I mean, I love to play with numbers. You know, 195 countries, 499 days. You know, that factors out to about 2.5 countries a day. So you were literally on the road, in the air, on a boat, a bus, whatever it's going to be, some form of transportation every single day. I mean, we just said earlier, I mean, we congratulate you so much because this is a major accomplishment, not something I'm sure that anyone can truly appreciate until they try to do it themselves and realize just how difficult it was. But, you know, I know you had sponsors that helped you. I want you to talk about, you know, what it was like traveling every day for 499 days and staying healthy, too.
Right, yeah. So when you do that math, it does average out that way. But, you know, you factor in some of the microstates and maybe places like the Vatican and maybe San Marino and Liechtenstein. And, you know, there are places that maybe I'm spending a little less time in. And places that I'm spending a lot more time in. And yeah, certainly travel, the actual time in the air or on the buses or literally walking across borders, like in the case of Wagha from India to Pakistan. You know, there's a lot of travel time, but I was very thankful that I had a very strong support system of people who believed in me, who I would be constantly in communication with them. I also had maybe some practice with the mental fortitude aspect of this, is that, you know, I've worked in the film industry for 14, almost 15 years. And, you know, I kind of looked at it in terms of a film project where you plan as much as you can. Sometimes things go wrong. You have contingencies. And then, you know, you execute. And you always have this vision at the very end of something that's going to come from it. So you celebrate those small wins, the magic that happens in the moment. But also you have your sights set on the final goal. And I think that's what motivated me. But the stories themselves, I think those were key to waking me up in the morning with a smile on my face and wanting to go do it every day.
And keep you going, yeah. So I know from your chronicles that you really enjoyed Malaysia, particularly from a culinary standpoint. Can you talk about maybe a couple of other countries, Michael, that surprised you, whether maybe you weren't expecting the locals to be as friendly or maybe the food wowed you or just something that really kind of stood out for you?
Oh, I could answer this question for every single country. My philosophy was that I would try to go into countries with a sense of childlike wonderment. So I tried not to research too much. I tried not to encumber myself with too much media, too much worry about certain circumstances that were happening outside of, you know, making sure that my safety was taken care of. But
sure, it
would allow me to come in and look at things with fresh eyes. So everything was always defying a very low expectation in my mind when I was going into, you know, countries like Cuba. This is a very good example. You know, this is a very impoverished country, but what I love about this country is that you will walk down the street and instead of people being people behind walls and gates and behind technology and like creating their material wealth is put in front of them in order to hide them away from community. Community is all they have. So they're sitting on their stoops. They're sitting on the porches, smoking cigars, drinking rum, talking, singing, dancing.
Yeah. And engaging.
It's hard to find that in places.
It's very difficult to find that these days in particular. Yeah.
We have a Monday through Friday daily feature we do on this, and I just did something for next week. And
everyone's on their technology.
It's exactly enough. I mean, nobody engages anymore. Mm. But, you know, we've got about a minute and a half left with you as I look at the clock right now. And, you know, something that I recall discussing with you last time we spoke, I want to get an update on, because you knew at some point, at least you said you did, that someone else would come along and likely break this record, all right? But you're going to have the legacy of thousands of stories from every country with you. So do you still feel as strongly about that today as you did then? And talk about what it all means to you and how you've put that together.
Well, I did some of this trip for me and perhaps me alone. I don't want to inspire people to travel the world the fastest they possibly can. That was kind of a challenge I did for myself. I hope that, you know, through some of the stuff that I made, people will watch it and they want to go to certain countries that they may not have known about. But I want to encourage people to travel broadly and deeply. And that challenge, I think, kind of made me a better person because it toughened me and it set a goal in my mind that I was able to accomplish. That will be broken. And that will, I will be humbled by somebody who will come along and cut my time in half. What I want my legacy to be are the stories that I've helped communicate through social media and eventually the upcoming book that will reach a wider audience that will inspire people to look at their own lives and look at how they can author happiness in their past and how they can use it in their present and look forward to the future experiencing a more fruitful and happy existence.
Well, Michael, well said. I want to give the website, folks. You can go check it out, projectcosmos.com, Project Cosmos with a K, and it's got a hyphen there, so project-cosmos.com.
That's
you can
correct,
also go
yeah.
check out the Instagram page as well, at Project Cosmos, and again with a K. Congratulations, Michael.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Pleasure to talk.
Congratulations. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye.
Take care.
All right, major accomplishment
that is
there by Michael.
Story.
Really happy for him. Again, folks, project-cosmos.com. Go check it out. As we get ready to pause for some quick sponsor messages and our local stations, they can update you during this bottom of the hour break that's about to happen. Next up, it's The Right Stuff. In about 20 minutes, it's the latest museum gallery.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
If you're a yo-yo dieter, you should know that can be dangerous. It can actually increase your risk of health issues, including heart attacks, strokes, type 2 diabetes, and others. Lean weight loss is a natural studied supplement that helps maintain a healthy blood sugar, control your appetite and cravings, and burn fat. If you're tired of losing weight and gaining it back, Lean was created for you. Give Lean, L-E-A-N, a try at TakeLean.com. That's TakeLean.com, and you'll get 20% off with the code CARRY, C-A-R-E-Y. TakeLean.com. RMWorldTravel.com has a direct link. There's a new way to keep your home safe, and it's called Simply Safe from SimplySafe.com/carry. It's completely different from everything you've thought about home security. Typical security systems react once someone is inside your home. Real security stops a crime before it even starts. With SimplySafe, the moment someone steps onto your property, artificial intelligence security cameras identify the threat and alert professional monitoring agents. Get 50% off your new system at SimplySafe.com/carry or visit armworldtravel.com. There's no safe like SimplySafe.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back. This portion of our award-winning program is sponsored by ReliefFactor.com. I would like to talk to you about doing something about your aches, pain, and inflammation. Relief Factor is a 100% natural, research-based formula that was created to help combat the root causes of inflammation, which is the body's natural inflammatory response function that can cause aches and pains from exercise, overexertion, aging, even everyday living. It's a powerful and unique combination of botanical ingredients and fish oil, and it's now trusted by many thousands in our audience to provide ongoing relief from their back, neck, shoulder, hip, and knee discomfort, including general muscle aches and more. This is an email we got from Ariana, a fan of the show in Biloxi, who listens on TuneIn. She writes, and I quote her, "My husband Alex turned me on to RM World Travel earlier this year. We carpooled together. I enjoy the show, but it's the Relief Factor that I'm totally into and can't say thank you enough for promoting such an amazing product. I had a severe car accident several years ago, and lasting impact is regular discomfort in my lower back and legs. Well, no more. It's why I say you're a godsend, and I just went dancing the other night with my gal pals and felt like I was back in college. Keep telling everyone about it. Relief Factor works without side effects or bad drugs," unquote. Well, thank you, Ariana. Now try it for yourself. All you got to do is go to ReliefFactor.com and order your three-week quick start pack for just $19.95. You can start feeling better in 3 weeks or less, and every day you feel better is a day you live better and maybe even go travel more. ReliefFactor.com or find a direct link at RM World Travel by looking under sponsors. Well, at 47 stories, it was the world's tallest hotel when it opened in 1931. It hosted guests that included every U.S. president from Herbert Hoover to Barack Obama. until it closed for renovation 8 years ago. It's said to have invented a salad named after it, Eggs Benedict, red velvet cake, and the Rob Roy cocktail. There's a long list of other firsts. I speak, of course, of the Waldorf Astoria on Manhattan's Park Avenue. For our Right Stuff segment today, we've got a guest who knows so much about it that he's written an entire book on it. David Freeland is an author and historian specializing in architecture, music, and culture. And his newest book is called American Hotel, The Waldorf Astoria and the Making of a Century. And his timing is impeccable, as the completely renovated hotel just reopened in mid-July. David, welcome to the show. According to the book, you first became fascinated by the place 31 years ago, right?
That's right, Rudy. Thanks for having me. Yes, I walked around, and what was remarkable about the hotel is how open the managers were, you know, in letting anybody kind of get in and explore. And I was just amazed by the beauty of the spaces and the quality of the architecture.
Opulence. All right. There's a whole long list of firsts that this hotel introduced to the hotel world. Do you want to list some of them? I've got a list. And if you miss anything, I'll throw in a couple more.
Well, certainly. One of the biggest firsts was the fact that the Waldorf Astoria was one of the first hotels at the time to have a ballroom large enough to host really big events and conferences. That was one big first. It's been credited as being the first to as being the inventor of the concept of room service. Mm-hmm. That's one. It was also unique early in its history in that it employed female chefs. That's something that was not very common at the time.
It had private bathrooms. It had phones in every room. It had central heating. It was totally electrified. It had room call buttons. It was amazing at the time, wasn't it?
Yes. Well, everything about the hotel was designed to kind of look toward the future. In many ways, because the hotel had already existed, there was an earlier Waldorf Astoria. Mm-hmm. On Fifth Avenue. And then that closed in 1929. The current one opened in 1931, as you said. And the idea was to honor the traditions of the old hotel, but also to look toward the future and to invent new traditions.
And that second Waldorf Astoria that opened in 1931 was on Park Avenue, which was not the location of the previous one. This was a very big deal on Park Avenue where it was built. Gosh, there's so much to talk about it. The interesting thing about your book, I want to point this out because we have very limited time for this interview. Helped by the fact you're a historian, I think. You tell the story of the Waldorf Astoria and you tell the story of America from not allowing single women into the hotel or the bar at times, not allowing couples who weren't married to have separate rooms sometimes.
Yeah.
The civil rights movement, prohibition. Your book covers all that in the context of the hotel. I think it's a fascinating way to tell the story of American history.
Well, thank you very much. Well, what I learned the most in researching had to do with the role of hotels within 20th century American life, in that hotel managers very much saw themselves as social leaders. They were always looking outward. And I think that's the ethic that most informs so many of the Waldorf's advances.
There's a legendary PR guy named Edward Bernays. Bernays is an idol in the PR world. He was first hired to do PR for the hotel. That was amazing to me.
Because it was very rare at the time.
Yeah, and it invited a black singer and actress, Dorothy Dandridge, to perform. She was so nervous, and it was such a short notice that she put it off a year, but eventually in 1955 did perform. It was a very big deal.
That's right, extremely so, because at that time, the big hotel showrooms, like the Empire Room, were very hard for performers of color to break into.
Well, the landmarks at this hotel, we close this out by telling you the hotel just reopened after being totally renovated for 7 or 8 years by a Chinese company, which now owns it. It used to be owned by Hilton. David Freeland is the author of American Hotel, The Waldorf Astoria and the Making of a Century. It's a fascinating book that includes history and an amazing world of hotels. David, thank you for joining us.
Well, thanks very much for having me, Rudy.
We'll be right back.
Connect with America's number one travel radio show as we cover everything and anything in the world of travel by following us at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.
There's a new way to keep your home safe, and it's called Simply Safe from simplysafe.com/carry. It's completely different from everything you've thought about home security. Typical security systems react once someone is inside your home. Real security stops a crime before it even starts. With SimpliSafe, the moment someone steps onto your property, artificial intelligence security cameras identify the threat and alert professional monitoring agents. Get 50% off your new system at simplysafe.com/carry or visit armworldtravel.com. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Hi, I'm Cesar Milan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their joints are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Crispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/balance or text BALANCE to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Dr. Marty Pets.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code FAST, or text FAST to 511-511 and claim 40% off. Roundhouseprovisions.com, code FAST.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text FAST to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
If you're a yo-yo dieter, you should know that that can be dangerous. It can actually increase your risk of health issues, including heart attacks, strokes, type 2 diabetes, and others. Lean Weight Loss is a natural studied supplement that helps maintain a healthy blood sugar, control your appetite and cravings, and burn fat. If you're tired of losing weight and gaining it back, Lean was created for you. Give Lean, L-E-A-N, a try at TakeLean.com. That's TakeLean.com, and you'll get 20% off with the code CARRY, C-A-R-E-Y. TakeLean.com. RMWorldTravel.com has a direct link.
To participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
Hey, welcome back to the show. And this portion of the program is sponsored by our friends at mypillow.com/carry. And their special 3-in-1 sale is happening as you hear this. Listen up. My slippers are only $39.98. We're talking any color, any style. They're regularly $149.98. And as a show fan right now, you'll get them for $39.98. My towels are finally back in stock, but with the price I'm about to share, they won't last long. Get a 6-piece My Towel set, regularly $69.98, also for just $39.98. And for the first time, get their limited edition premium My Pillows made with Giza cotton and a designer gusset, with queens just $17.98, kings $19.98. Stock up now for the holidays ahead with prices like these. Plus, they've still got their new Rev 7 energy drink that we've been talking about. That can still be had for 30% off. Powered by GoBHB, it contains no caffeine, no sugar, comes in delicious flavors, and is also vegan. No stimulants either. But it'll still sharpen your focus and be at your best all day. If all these deals aren't enough, when you use the code CARRY, C-A-R-E-Y, and spend more than $100, you'll get free shipping plus $100 in free digital gifts. So visit MyPillow.com/carry, use promo code CARRY for all the show savings, or find a direct link at armworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. Well, one of the most interesting ways to travel, and not incidentally to save on lodging when traveling, is to trade your home for a stay in another. And the largest company that facilitates this is called, simply enough, Home Exchange. It counts 255,000 members who offer 400,000 homes to exchange in 155 countries. Jessica Pellucci is Public Relations Manager for Home Exchange, and I wanted to talk to her about how a Home Exchange works. Jessica, welcome to the show. Let's start with that. If I'm willing to let a stranger stay in my house so I can stay for free in theirs, how does that work?
Yeah, well, first of all, thank you for having me. So there are a few different ways it can work. I mean, first, you do have a membership fee to join. Just $235 a year gets you unlimited exchanges. And then once you join the community, you're able to do a few different kinds of exchanges. There's a reciprocal, so maybe you come to my home and I go to yours. But we also have a guest point system. So if I want to come to your home and you don't want to come to Boston because it's far too cold, I can give you guest points and you can use those to go anywhere else across the globe.
Well, I notice on the homepage, though, there are some homes and then there's a price under them. What is that about?
So it is a common misconception. The guest point value is actually not related to currency at all, but it is taking into account things like your location, the number of beds you have, just to help kind of make things even across the board.
So do I have to pay that fee for that house?
Nope. The only fee you'll pay with Home Exchange is just the $235.
A year.
Yep. Yeah. Yes.
And you also have, I gather, more luxurious homes that it costs $1,000 a year to have access to those, correct?
Yes. We have Home Exchange Collection, which is a bit more of an exclusive offer for people who have higher-end homes, and maybe we're getting an influx of messages because everyone wants to go to the mansion on the beach. So they have a bit more privacy where they can only accept exchanges from one another, or they can open it up to everyone just to really limit how many messages they were getting.
Okay. You say that I know Home Exchange says it facilitates one exchange every minute of the day. Mm-hmm. That is incredible. How can someone vet the person who's going to come to their house? Or are they vetted by you guys?
Yeah. So we do have a verification that our team does both on identity and address. We have reviews on the platform so you can kind of read up on the person you might exchange with. And then every member has control over who they swap with. So someone will send you a message requesting an exchange. If you want to get to know them a lot before, you're welcome to have a phone call. You're able to ask them questions. And at the end of the day, if you don't feel like it's the right fit, you're able to say no, and there's no penalty for that.
Okay, that's good. I mean, I like the fact you all verify, and I like the fact they can talk to people. That's great. Your top markets are in this order overseas: France, Spain, well, everywhere. France, Spain, USA, Italy, and Canada. In the United States, what are your top markets?
Yeah, in the U.S., it's probably not surprising. A lot of people want to go to places like New York, California, and Florida, and those do happen to be our largest markets where we have the most homes.
Can I, you know, I live in modest St. Paul, Minnesota. You know, can I get, you think somebody will want to come stay in my place?
Yeah, you know, we hear all the time, like, oh, who would want to come to my home? But you'd be so surprised. Sometimes people just want to disconnect and go somewhere new, or maybe they have family in the area that they're visiting, and, you know, we've all stayed with the in-laws and are cramped in a small space. Much better to have your own from time to time. So you never know who would want to come to your space.
Fair enough. And do you know the average stay time for folks?
Yes. On average, in America, people stay between 5 and 6 nights. But obviously, some people try to do those longer ones or a month long. It's much more rare, but we've definitely had it.
Jessica Pellucci is the PR manager for Home Exchange. You can find out what homes are available and list yours if you would like at homeexchange.com. Jessica, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
We'll be right back.
Join the travel trio by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back. Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Okay, everyone, Robert Mayer now back with all of you as we take back our show mics. Today's Jay Blackwell is going to feature the latest museum galleries we've been talking about throughout the program, and that's sponsored by simplysafe.com/carry.
There's no safe like Simply Safe, and whether you're traveling somewhere near or far, have peace of mind that your home or even your small business is always being looked after.
You know, they have everything to make your place safe, all monitored 24/7 by security professionals. It costs cost less than a dollar a day. Go to simplysafe.com/care. You're going to save 50% as a show fan, or find a link at rmltravel.com. Look under sponsors.
All right. With one-of-a-kind props, costumes, movie stars, personal artifacts, car collections, film scripts, and more, LA Weekly ranks the Hollywood Museum as the number one tourist attraction in Los Angeles. Joining us to share some of it with you is their founder and president, Danelle Dadigan, for today's Museum Gallery.
Good morning, Danelle. Welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Hey, good morning, you two. Oh, my goodness.
Well, great to have you here with us today. We appreciate that. Listen, you know, as they say, location, 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 and you certainly got a prime one there, Danelle, in a historic building in Los Angeles. I want you to give folks some insights into the building and roughly how many showbiz treasures does the museum have on hand for visitors?
Well, you know, Robert, it's quite something. We are located in the historic Max Factor building. Everyone remembers Max Factor Cosmetics, Max Factor Makeup.
Sure.
Well, Max Factor was the Hollywood makeup king of the 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, all the way through the 70s. And the Hollywood Museum is located in his historic landmark building where all these fabulous makeup rooms, I mean, the Blondes Only room, where Marilyn Monroe became a blonde, and I know everyone's to say, oh, but she was born a blonde. Yes, she was born a blonde, but like many natural blondes, you know, by the time they're a teenager, their hair turns darker. And, you know, so there's that room. And, you know, I think to myself, this is where Marilyn was reinvented as a blonde, Max Factor's version of what Marilyn Monroe should look like. And it's the version that we all equate to the real Marilyn Monroe. And it's just extraordinary when you think about it. There's the redheads only room where Lucille Ball got her signature red hair, the brunettes, the brownettes only room. And on all of his upper floors where he had his factory levels is where we have our exhibits, as well as in the lower level, which was his area where he kept all of his unfinished product and raw
product.
Well,
it's a site, there's no question.
So, Danelle, I love that you're in this historic building. What a legacy he left. And I love that. I'm sure he'd be very happy that it's continuing on with your museum. So from what I understand, you have about 10,000 artifacts on hand, from movie scripts to Herbie the Love Bug cars, all kinds of collections. How do you acquire some of these items?
Well, Mary, that is a great question. You know, when we first started, I always think of our honorary mayor, Johnny Grant, the man who gave the stars out on the Walk of Fame for decades until his passing. You know, he always said to me, kid, don't open this museum unless it's just chock full of artifacts. And I always remembered that. And we have tried to live up to that. But how do we get this? Well, you know, it's a great question. I mean, the studios help us. The celebrities themselves help us. Their fan clubs help us. Sometimes the families of the celebrities. And then there's phenomenal collectors throughout the world that would love to participate in exhibits here at the Hollywood Museum in the historic Max Factor building.
So, Danelle, you know, Mary just mentioned a few of the items that you have there, and you went and expanded upon it. But can you talk about some of the other iconic costumes or props? Perhaps it's anything that you're particularly proud to showcase. Maybe it's a few exhibits that tend to be fan favorites. What would you say that is?
Well, you know, first of all, it's like asking a mother, you know, who's
right.
her favorite child.
Yeah. Well, you must have something, though.
Well, yes, you know, I have to say, all of our visitors, they're just overwhelmed with the wealth of Marilyn Monroe objects and memorabilia, whether it's costumes, whether it's personal artifacts, whether it's letters she's written, whether it's never-before-seen photographs. And we have a lot of the fake costume jewelry that she wore in her films, because, you know, all the jewelry that you see in films, unless I think it's Marlene Dietrich's, your Greta Garbo's, was actually costume jewelry, and it was made out of plastic and glass and metal and, you know, wonderful plating on top of it for the metal colors for gold and silver. But it was all made by Joseph of Hollywood. And Joseph of Hollywood was the premier costume jewelry designer to the stars and to the films of Hollywood's golden era. And what I love about this, I have to say, is that this man, Eugene Joseph, who started this with his wife, Joan, do you know that they never sold a piece of the costume jewelry to any studio? He was such a businessman, He only rented it to them, so he always got it back at the end of the production.
Yeah.
And then they redid it for another movie.
And on and on it went. Well, let me give folks that are listening around the country right now, I want to give the website for them. And I know you've got something going on for Halloween. If folks come on certain dates dressed in full costume, they save $5 on a ticket. So that's a fun little extra. Folks, the website you want to go check out and be able to plan your travels when you're in L.A. or for some of our stations in the nearby area that want to go, the website is just thehollywoodmuseum.com. So thehollywoodmuseum.com. Donnell, this went by quick, but we're really happy for what you've built there. Look forward to seeing it ourselves. Hope you have a nice rest of the weekend, okay?
Oh, thank you, Mary. Thank you, Robert.
Oh, thank you, Donnell.
Come visit us when you're in Hollywood.
We will. Take care. Bye.
Bye.
All right. Well, Mary, listen, I love her energy.
I love her enthusiasm, and that sounds like a fantastic museum.
Yeah, thehollywoodmuseum.com, folks. All right. Well, wide-ranging show today, certainly, but that's what we promise and work hard to deliver, right? Until next week when we're back on Saturday, October 25th at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, special thanks to all of our guests who appeared on the show today with us. Thanks to our show team, our network affiliates, and our sponsors, and thanks to all of you out there who help make what we do America's number one travel radio show. Go check out the opportunity to travel with us aboard Regent 7C Grandeur next October. Get those travels booked before it sells out. The link is at the top of our website, rmworldtravel.com. And folks, wherever you may be headed this week, safe travels and enjoy.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.